operates. The wire, in fact, is connected to this grid of ground rods, and it's brazed to each point. It's not clamped. I brazed it to each point, Dick, because I want to make sure it stays good conductive, you know, conditions there. And then it all goes to the leg of the tower. That's basically, and then I have another cable that goes up to the shack, over.
Interesting. Let's see what Bernie's got to say about all this. K2YO, K2YIW.
Evening, Jack and Mel. First, remember that I came from California, where we just watch lightning on TV. We don't actually have lightning. Dick, with the description of your grounding system, do you feel that you could take a direct hit on your tower?
I did take a direct hit. Let me think now. About 9 years ago. And in that direct hit, none of my amateur radio equipment was damaged. The television set, some computing equipment, they were damaged. And that's all. None of the radio equipment experienced any damage. So I did take a direct hit. I've been here with 100 feet of tower on top of 300-foot land since 1969. That means now, this coming September, it'll be my 40th year at this QTH, and I've been struck once. And it was a direct hit, and that's the damage that was suffered. Now, the direct hit, was it really on top of the tower, or was it the power line out in front of the house? I'm not absolutely sure. I think it was the top of the tower, but none of the equipment on the tower was damaged, and none of the ham radio equipment was damaged. Back to you, Bernie.
Okay, very good. I was just curious. We've taken a hit on a pine tree just between us and our neighbors. It was about 15, 20 feet directly from my office. And oddly enough, all the computers on UPS, no problem, but a lot of the low voltage thermostats, the air conditioner, the printer I had in the garage down below the house, just odd things that got, they got whacked, but anything that was plugged in for a three-prong outlet was fine. I'm just curious. Thanks, K2YO, please.
Bernie, where are you transmitting from? Is it your normal transmitter? Audio is pretty good, but a little bit on the noisy side as far as RF energy into the repeater. Go ahead.
Negative. I'm on the far side of Queens with a quarter wave stuck on top of a metal file cabinet, so I am nowhere near in good RF condition.
Understand. Okay. We've only got 4 minutes left, Mel, and your choice if you want to handle another one. You got a lot of grounding, and it sounds like you did it for radio reasons, and that one I'm having a little trouble understanding, because do you really need a good ground at the operating frequency? Because an antenna works beautifully in free space, the word ground is a relative term. A dipole in free space works like a charm. Ain't no ground anywhere near. I could be floating with my spacesuit on, 100 yards away from the space shuttle, operating a dipole on any frequency you care about, and it would radiate perfectly with no ground. So radio-wise, what does ground do? Back to you, Mel, K2LIW.
Let me say, it's late to get into it, but I could tell you that with the antenna tuner that I'm using, the Johnson Kilowatt Matchbox, I did find that putting it to ground and using the balanced feed seems to work better. It seems like it's more of a definite dip you see on the meter that's built into the Kilowatt Matchbox. But really what I brought that ground up to the shack for is this way, when I'm not using the equipment, the coax cable is completely shorted to ground right there. I've been hit three times here with lightning. I know three times I've been hit. However, one of the things that I'm sure have saved me, Dick, is that pin on top of that pipe that's above the beams. I have 5 feet of pipe that extends up above the top of the beams there. In fact, that's the pipe that supports the struts out to the, you know, the outer edge of the boom. But on top of that pipe, there's a pin. is a cap with a sharp steel pin. And so when the lightning hits, you know, this desensitizes you, you that it can only conduct on a very thin, you know, piece of very thin contact, so it could, you know, reduce the amount of current take over.
Yep. What do they call that now? Sky boom? Sky something or other. Lightning something or other. I guess it was Franklin, among others, have experimented with something that's metallically like a sweep broom mounted upside down on top of a tower. And corona discharge takes place from that sky something or other. I can't think of the word that they use. Okay, I've only got about a minute left, Mel. This was TechNet number 1255 of the TechNet series that began in September of 1982, going on 27 years ago. Assuming that Mel and I and Rich and Joe and Eric and Paul, if we all stay healthy, we'll be back next week and delving more into this stuff. We'll try to understand a little bit more about Mother Nature, what she's telling us about the way radio works. 73, you all. Be kind to each other. Bye-bye for now. Back to you, Mel. KQRAW, clear listening.
Basically, that pin up there is called a desensitizer. They stick it. I've seen them really got the idea when I saw some buildings around here that have that are on the edge of the roofing. And I saw it, you know, just a sharpened point there and ground it together and the ground. Okay, good night all. Thank you for the good emails, and we'll try to do it again, like Dick said. 73, have a great week. This is K2KEY.
Hey, good night, Gracie.
Good night, Jerry, wherever you are.
The time is 12 a.m. 73, and good night from the W2VL repeater. Reflector 9126. Link clear.
Auto connecting.
Node number 9126.
Welcome to the New England Reflector 912.
Channel 6. The time is 1:23 a.m. 73, and good night from the W2VL repeater. Welcome to the W2VL repeater. Good morning. Good morning. This is the W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater system. Good morning. The time is 4:49 a.m. Good morning. Welcome to the W2VL repeater. Good morning. The time is 5 a.m. This is the W2VL repeater. The time is 5:06 a.m. Good morning, W2VL repeater system.
N2PPN W2HCB.
The time is 5:37 a.m. Welcome to the W2VL repeater. Good morning. Good morning. This is the W2VL repeater.
NZEP, N2EB. Good morning, Gary. How are you? will see, you'll tell me how good I am when you tell me how the road is ahead of me. And Hot Chocolate Boy, where have you been? We haven't heard you on here in a dog's age. In that order, N2ZDP.
Well, I had to gas up before I got on. It's always good to get a full tank beginning of the week. And I'm on a four-laner. And I'm doing about 75. And seems to be okay. So far, so good. And I got a bag full of tacks. Anyway, I heard Hot Chocolate Boy. He does cameo appearances. You gotta pay him a lot, though. John?
Well, I see, Garish. Normally, I'm parked by this time. I'm usually on between 5:30 and about 10:02. With the cantankerous one coming out of the Bronx. And I too is doing the that illegal speed limit that the Evil Seed is doing by Casino Boulevard on the lie. So, there you has it. Zeppy Zepp, over to you. Good morning, Evil Seed, W2HCP.
AG2V, also illegal.
Good morning, Charles. I guess I'm going to about to join the illegitimate ones. I'm about to enter the Meadowbrook, so I guess we're all going to be in the same boat. If there I have it, you are becoming the hazard. Charles, give it to John.
I spoke a little too quick, just at Casino Boulevard. It's back down, down to about 40. Ooh. John, KG2V.
Yeah, I'm doing 60. As we round the bend and continue on, I'm good though, still. Well, something about that woman driving the wrong way on the Taconic. I think it was the Taconic. All those kids. Oh, man. In both cars. And, I heard about that, they broke in last night with that story. Anyway. Well, I go into Jamaica today. Take another class if it's not canceled. Hope it's not canceled. We had hired this engineering group, and they postponed the classes. They're supposed to finish up the July classes, and then August and September they're supposed to be postponed. So who knows what's going on? Anyway, John, over to you. N2EB.
Very, very well. And yes, it did back down right after I said that. I'm currently doing 45, headed for College Point Boulevard for this morning. So I'll be getting off the big road in not too long of a while here. So, que sera sera, you know. I had to go into Manhattan twice Saturday. First time I made it in 40 minutes, the second time I made it in 38 minutes. The first time coming out, it was an hour and a half. The second time coming out back to the yard was 42 minutes. So, traffic was kind of weird this weekend. Zeppy Zepp, over to you. W2HCP, College Point Boulevard, headed north.
Well, at least when you're driving in and out of Manhattan on the weekends, you're driving at a premium employment rate. When I go in and out of Manhattan, it's on my time. Charles?
John, you and I must have been within 100 yards of each each other, because when you said you were coming up on College Point Boulevard, so was I. And, you know, when you said you were making a turn north, I had just passed it and was at the Grand Central exit. So we must have been, maybe 100, 200 yards from each other. I was going to ask you what you were driving so I could look for you. Who gets it, John? KG2V.
Yeah, John drives a pink Cadillac, by the way. I don't think you could miss it with the fuzzy dice hanging off the mirror and the little fox tail on the antenna. Right, John?
Funny you should say that, because I went and looked at a 57 Nomad station wagon in Aqua. Yesterday, I checked that thing out. Nice car. I gotta get the guy to come down a couple of grand, and then I'll consider it. But, Charles, I was in a commercial vehicle. A white thing with a lot of blue lettering on it. So, doing my stinky thing here. And yes, Garish, premium rate plus on the weekend for me this weekend. It was wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. So, now I can treat myself to a nice toy come payday. Gary?
Hopefully the emergency repair that you did was a quick, easy one on each job. So you ended up spending more time traveling back and forth than you did on the job. That would have been the best. Evil Seedling? No, it goes to Charles.
Nah, John, I knew you were in a commercial vehicle. I just was, wondering which one, shall we say. Then I'm heading towards the tunnel right now, and yeah, the traffic is back down a bit over here in, by Queens Boulevard. And not too horribly, it's about 30 miles an hour. And went to the movies yesterday, came out, found that it had rained a little bit. In fact, it had hailed a little bit. And then got home, and about 2 minutes later, that tornado warning went off for Queens County. So it was like, oh, joy. John, KG2V.
Wow.
Yep.
The winds, a lot of winds. A lot of lightning strikes I heard. I saw the remains of it anyway on television this morning. And, tis the season, I guess. The weather really changed yesterday. I was really like, man, the humidity must have been over 100%. So, guys, overtime, you're looking at classical cars. What's this? Cats and dogs living together. What's this world coming to? John?
This is one of those things. I was driving by and it caught my eye, Caught my eye. So I said, what the heck, I'm going to look at it. Guy happened to be right there. Took her for a nice little test drive down to Robert Moses Park back, and thing rides really nice, very impressive, nice vehicle. Guy did a good job with it, but price is a little steep. So been trying it for about a year, and trying to sell it for about a year and a half. He said no takers. So I told him, this is my offer. Here's my number. Call me when you can't get rid of it. I'll see what happens. So, anyway, here I sit at the Chinese Gardens, Chinese Towers, whatever you want to call these things here in Flushing. So, I got all my stuff ready here, and they got to tell me where this machine is. I got to repair, because they bent something on the front of the machine, so I know the machine is drivable, and I'm going to have them bring it out to me, because I'm not going in the mud pit. It ain't happening. Because this truck will sink. It does not like the soft ground at all. N2ZEB, over to you. W2HCB, I'm going to listen out, guys. 7-3, everybody drive safe.
Besides the truck sinking in the mud pit, you don't need to be up to your knees, or in your case, waist in mud. Charles?
I'll say 73, John. John?
Gonna lose. Anyway, just getting off the parkway. 168th Street. Exit. And, right, it's down to Main Street. Alrighty. So, yep, I think we're supposed to get more rain today. That's what the forecast said. Oh, and I forgot my umbrella. I forgot my hat. I forgot everything. What's this world coming to? But, at any rate, here it is. So, it was a good, quick ride. I tell you, this is a great place to work over here. It's fast to get to, but coming out of it is horrible. Oh, I thought I just passed something. Said I know. Okay. Anyway, much more. It's a nice weekend. It was, I had a graduation party on Saturday night. And Sunday was recovery. Gary?
Graduation party? In the middle of July? Who graduated? Charles?
Gotta say 73, guys. I'm on the downslope of the causeway into the tunnel, so I'll listen until I can't hear anymore. 73, KG2V. John?
Okay. There's another one, 73s. Boy, traffic must be really great. Yeah, it was kind of like they had a graduation party. Parents had it, I guess, and then they just had it for the whole family, I guess. So a lot of people. A lot of food, and which was earlier. It was a nice day to look out over the bluff into the sound. Nice. My nephew, so, no, distant nephew, I guess you could say. Anyway, Gary?
Okay. Yeah, I was out at the beach, and all of a sudden the lifeguards are walking around telling everyone, get off the beach, because the lightning was rolling in. They didn't want to have anyone on the sand when the weather came in, so they cleared us. It was almost time to go home anyway.
Oh, okay. Alright. Made the turn. The Union Turnpike. The outer lane. Got this truck over here, that commercial truck that he almost tried to wipe the guy just to get a little bit ahead of him. Driving crazy, blowing their horns, their little Japanese horns. Anyway, Gary, I'm gonna be going down into the park. So I'll say 7-3. Have a good commute, and hopefully catch you on the ride home. Then 2EB.
Okay, John, 7-3. I'm all the way up to Francis Lewis Boulevard already, so I don't have that much more to go myself. N2ZEP, clear and listening.
N2UAR, listening.
Good morning, Donnie. N2ZEP here.
Hey, Gary, what's going on? This beautiful, wonderful, hot morning.
Well, everything's doing fine, Donnie. Based upon the reports from the LIE and my own personal reports from the Grand Central, you will enjoy the traffic today.
Yes, I can see that. I'm entering the truck as we speak. And it looks like everybody stayed home today.
That's always good for us since we're the ones working.
Yeah, I know. I got to work on that plan.
Now, this Friday, I took a vacation day, so I only have one more Friday for the summer, which is the worst travel day, and then next week, I'm working, the week after that, I'm working, and then I'm off until after Labor Day. I only have a couple more weeks before the end of the academic year.
Cool. Nothing like having some sort of summer vacation.
Yeah, the last day of work for me will be August 20th, and then I don't go back to work until the Tuesday after Labor Day.
Great. I know my two kids are getting manically depressed because they're going into stores and starting to see school supplies, and they're coming home retching.
Yes, it's always interesting to see the commercials for the school supplies. There's one, I think Staples does it. They have these parents dancing through the aisles of the store, picking up the school supplies, to the tune, the most wonderful time of the year. And the kids are just standing there looking like they're about to throw up.
Well, at least you know what the teachers feel like.
There was a commercial on the other day. I saw it twice. I think it was yesterday. I forget what it was for. It was for one of these fast food places where you see the kids bursting out of the school door to the tune of school's out for summer. And coming out of a door marked faculty entrance, you have the teachers doing the same thing.
Yeah, well, that's Madison Avenue's viewpoint, or point of view. According to the point of view of my kids, it's hell on wheels.
No, we're talking about getting out.
Yeah, well, that's how they feel until they get out.
Yeah, well, from the point of view of the teachers, some of the students they really want to get away from. And I have a couple that I would like to get away from all the time. But I have them for 2 years and then they're gone.
Yeah, it's true, and then we get to go to them. Yeah, I know exactly where you're coming from on that. All I know is I've learned a lot of new traditions as far as all the different conditions of the people in their minds, or I should say what they're known as being classified as. So they can either get state aid or the teachers can just go, okay, whatever he does, it's okay, he's classified.
Yeah, well, there are various reasons that people get promoted from year to year. Some of them are for earned reasons, some are for political reasons, some are for various other reasons.
I hear you, and I understand it, tough, believe me. I hear it all day long when I get home, and my kids come home and they start trading stories about what horror show happened today or stuff like that. But I'll tell you one thing, it's an interesting phenomenon has occurred. been to a social gathering, and there are people that are apparently school aides or assistants or whatever you want to call them, and they somehow put into the qualifier in the conversation, "Oh, I teach," as my daughter noticed at a family gathering. And my daughter asked the question, like, "What university did you graduate at? And what particular school are you teaching at? And where's your license?"
Yeah. But I don't remember having teacher's aides in the classroom when we were growing up. Where'd this come from?
Cheap labor. Apparently now that they mainstreamed everything under the sun into one class, you need people to babysit kids, you need people to wipe the whatever off their faces, you need people to maintain the oxygen flow to whatever's receiving that stuff. It's become a horror show. There are more secondary people in that classroom than there are students half the time.
So the current philosophy in the public schools is to mainstream as many people as humanly possible into the classrooms and not have special ed classrooms?
Correctamundo. So when your seventh grader comes home screaming that the girl next to him is making gurgling noises because she's a paraplegic, but the parents refuse to take her out of there because they have a belief that she's going to be suddenly healed, which thus affects your child, it's okay. That's a public school system.
Well, I wonder which way is more cost effective, having having these special needs students mainstreamed with special help in the regular classrooms, or, you know, and have hiring aides to do that special help, or hiring special ed teachers and have special ed classrooms.
And to UAR in the group here, I really don't know. I honestly can't hit that one. I do know that whatever they do is based on how cheap they can get away with it. Nothing's done today because it's for the benefit of the student. It's always done for the benefit of the economy. Theirs.
Probably it's cheaper to mainstream them because you would still need a number of aides in the special ed classes, and you would have to hire the special ed teachers who might, because of their additional training, command a higher salary. By putting these students in the mainstream classes, you eliminate the special ed teachers, at least most of them, and you hire a couple of more cheap aides.
Well, I think you're hitting it on the head. That, and they're also coming up with something new now. They have, for lack of a better word, I'll use the term aides, but they apparently put the, one of the conditions is they want these people to have 2 year degrees, and they're now teaching assistants, and now they're working it out where they can run a classroom if they want in the presence, or not the presence, of a teacher. So it's a cheaper way of running a classroom. Even though you don't have a licensed teacher at hand, you have some housewife who, you know, took the 2 year degree, I want to be a secretary program, and now she is going to sit in while that, instead of having a teacher because of some whatever reason is not there, she'll take care of it at a cheaper rate, of course, with no pennies.
So they have people with absolutely no formal training in teaching. auspices of a licensed teacher. Gets interesting. Wonderful quality education we're providing.
Well, luckily that hasn't happened yet, but that's on the table. Along with all the other tax pack people that are jumping up and down, demanding to know why teachers have to get paid what they get paid. Because down south, they only get paid $30,000 a year, and the kids are doing just fine. So, they apparently are popping up all over the place, not realizing that teachers' contracts and what the students get are two different things. The blind, the leading, the blind, but the school boards do cater to these people because obviously they get elected and they want to get reelected. And they become very vocal, and suddenly you've got yourself a serious body of tax pack people who, even though they may be psycho, they're vocal because the average guy goes to work, comes home, and he knows his kid goes to school. He's not really worried about it.
Yeah, it's interesting. The way it is in most cases, you need to have formal training and teaching to be an elementary or secondary school teacher. But once you get up to the university level where you have major education going on, you don't need any courses in education. All you have to do is know your field.
And to UAR? Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, I can understand it to a point. I mean, after all, you're dealing with mature adults at this point. And basically all you want is the knowledge of what somebody else has, so you can use it. So that would make a lot of sense. But somewhere along the way, things have been twisted down below, and if you saw all the courses and training that my kids had to take, still have to take, for whatever reason, and a lot of it makes absolutely no sense at all, but they have to have it. And it's scary.
JC2KKX.
Good morning, Peter. And Donnie, I disagree with you. I teach at the post-grad level. They're not all that mature adults. And my institution, at least, is smart enough that as continuing education for the faculty, we are getting some training in teaching theory. Peter, you give it to Donnie.
Well, good morning. I'm just leaving Larchmont here, heading into Nurselle. So I'll pass it to Donnie quickly and catch up with the topic.
Morning, Peter. Unfortunately, my landing gear is down, and I'm heading into the parking lot as we speak, so this is probably my last one. But, yeah, Gary, you're probably right. I know that maturity and education are two different levels, but then again, whatever pays the bills.
Donnie, your landing gear may be down, but my dive siren is going off on my car. I'm about to go under the water. So I'll say 7-3 before you. And Peter, maybe I'll catch you on the Manhattan side, but we'll see what happens. In the meantime, NTZ EP will be clear. Have a great day, all. Peter.
Well, for now, I'll say 7-3 to both of you. And we'll stand by, KC2KKX.
Okay, guys. Have a great day. N2UAR, 7-3. And don't sweat too much.
N2ZEP, KC2KKX.
N2 Alpha Sierra Sierra.
Alpha Sierra Sierra, good morning, KC2KKX. I'm just waiting for Gary to reemerge.
Oh, unless it was backwards. Wait a second. Maybe I heard it backwards. Maybe it was... No, it was him, I thought. I don't know. I'm getting confused.
No, I just called him. I'm expecting him to reemerge shortly.
Hey, are we supposed to get rain today, or... I expected to see rain in the morning.
I don't know. After all that rain we had last night, I'm not sure what's left.
Yeah, me either.
So I'm sorry, I forget your name. Name here is Peter. And, I guess Gary should be out any moment. But, I assume you're on the island?
Yeah, I'm on the eastern input. I'm somewhere, I'm not even at William Floyd yet, heading west.
Oh, very good. Well, I hope the weather there is clear and as well track. Anyway, I'm close to getting a cup of coffee, but I'll be in another minute or two.
Well, if he pops in there, I'll let him know you were out there. Oh, well, my first name is Greg. And 2 Alpha Sierra Sierra. Just making my ride in. Probably another 15 minutes, I'll be there. I would have had an hour earlier start, but things got changed a little bit. I just hope we don't get rained on again. I don't know. Those working out in the rain. This must be the coolest summer and the rainiest that I could ever remember. You know, I don't know if it's going to break a record on low temperatures or degree days or however they rate that, but it's definitely a very mild summer for sure.
Yeah, I would agree with you about the rain. I do remember other summers where we never got over 100, but I don't know. But I guess we don't have to worry about the reservoirs, and that's all right. But I'm sure those who are counting on bright sunny days at the beach or the pool are not always happy. Anyway, I'm just pulling in for my coffee here, so if I don't hear from you or hear from me when I get back, wish Gary well into the office.
Okay, I will. I will. He might be in traffic in that tunnel.
N2 ASS, this is KC2 OLA. Good morning, Greg. You got...
Hello, how are you?
Hola.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning from the western input. And I'm on the LIE heading at you at cruising speed.
I'm doing 76, Sunrise Highway, just passing Horse Block Road. Gee, I guess I should admit the speed, but, you know, to be honest with you, if you didn't do 70, you're going to get, I mean, if when you put the cruise at 70, people come around you, cut you off, give you the finger when they pass it. You have to do 70.
Okay. I have to do 70 up here on the 495. But I'm further west than you are. I just got on from the 135 merge. But normally not that much traffic, or even if there's traffic right now because of people going to the east end, usually thins out right after we get past 110 and then the sag. It just starts thinning everybody out piece by piece. So how you been doing? How was your weekend?
I was okay. We went into the city yesterday. Boy, there was some rainstorm yesterday in the city. We happened to go to, we went to that St. Patrick's Cathedral. You know, we showed it to my wife, and we walked in, and there was a mess going on. And when we went to walk out, it was a huge, like, rain thunderstorm. So we just waited there. And then all of a sudden it cleared out after about a half hour, I guess. And then we were able to walk back the 30 blocks to our car. But that was our day yesterday. Did a little shopping in the city. Well, at least it was a... I'm hoping that the walk was a decent walk at the beginning. And I don't know about the end now, if you caught a break or if you guys got drenched, but... It was a good day to walk around in the city, that's for sure. And 20 to 7. Aren't you normally at work by now? Well, you're supposed to have a 7 o'clock start, but this week I've been having a 6 o'clock start. Friday when I went to work, at the end of the day, I said there's a truck that I've been picking up and bringing these poles out on, and the truck wasn't loaded. So I said, this truck's not loaded. They said, no one told us to load it. So I said, all right, let's load it. So I stayed a little extra on my own. We got the truck loaded. And then the boss called me over the weekend. He said, you know, what do you plan to do at 6 o'clock? I said, well, we loaded the truck Friday. He said, I'm looking at it. It's empty. So somebody must have came in on Saturday and thought the truck had to be unloaded, and they unloaded it. So I said, hey, you know what, I can't load it alone, so I'll wait till 7, the normal start time, and I'll just load it with the other guys, and I'll just head out to the job a little later, and that's what I'm going to do. So I better call that foreman and let him know what's going on.
Don't you like when you just gets put a... Oh, boy. Well, they're calling for everyday thunder showers. So it just depends if you're in the lucky area to get it hit with a thunder shower or not. But it's supposed to be mid-80s. Hope you guys are working in a cool area, so to speak.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Although I don't mind the heat. I work outside, but, you know, getting drenched all the time, you know, that's kind of, yeah. But, man, what are you going to do? I work outside. You know, it's weird. Outside, what doesn't bother me is the snow. When it snows and we're working outside, it's not bad. You don't really get wet or cold. But when it rains, that's a problem. Because even in the summer, believe it or not, if you're out there all day and you get drenched, you actually will get a little cold.
Do you guys have rain gear on the truck?
Yeah, I have my own rain gear. I never really wear it. You know, that stuff, it rips under the arms, it rips between your legs, and I usually don't wear it. But now I'm going to start wearing it probably, just to keep that rain off me. Because the last couple of times I got so wet, I didn't feel good at the end of the day. You know, mainly at the drive home, I started not feeling good. And I said, you know what, I'm going to start wearing the rain gear. I never wear it, but I will now.
See, that's got to be a dream all day. Then get into the car. It's probably time to put extra set of clothes in a bag in the car, like a gym bag. This way at least you can take some of the wet ones off and put on some dry for the... Because what do you got? Oh, it's almost an hour.
Yeah, basically. Today wasn't an hour. Today was only about a half hour. But for the rest of the week, it's an hour. It's a long drive. It's a 129-mile round trip every day. So that's definitely racking up some mileage on my car.
Yeah, I think I got like 110 a day. So, I know how it feels. I'm going, we're both going in reverse directions. I'm going to where you are, going to where I am.
Too bad we couldn't do that teleporting stuff. Just switch places through the radio. That'll be next. Yesu's got to come up with a teleporting device through the radio.
Yeah, it would save over 100 miles a day, that's for sure. But I get to look at that bright light up in the sky every time I'm driving, whether I'm going or coming.
That's rough. You know, it's interesting how blinding that light is in the winter. You know, it's strange. You would think in the winter it wouldn't be bad. It must be the angle it comes down at, but in the winter, you get killed with that. I don't know why that...
Yeah, I can't tell you. All I know is that there are some mornings it absolutely destroys my sight. And sometimes in the afternoon, depending on what day it is and where I am on the expressway, but it like pierces that veil that you have to put down the visor. You still have a little trouble. Powerful thing, that light.
Yes, it is, Jeff, that's for sure. I'm pretty much at the work location. Let me see if they're loading up this thing, because I may have to jump right out of the car and help them, even though it's before the start time.
Well, you got to do what you got to do. You start at 7?
Sierra. I'm going to have to sign because I'm at the work location and, you know, it's my truck they're loading. I feel kind of guilty, you know, if these guys start loading this thing and I'm just sitting in my car looking at them. It's almost like a smack in the face, so I don't want to be a troublemaker. I'm going to go out there and start loading the thing up.
10-2, Sierra, KC-2-0-11-7-3, Greg, you have a great day. Stay safe. And don't get too wet.
I will try not to. Okay, N2 Alpha Sierra Sierra. I'll be out. And I'll catch you guys on the ride back. You have a good day today.
Was it KC2 OLA? KC2 EMA?
I didn't catch the call sign. Kilo Charlie 2 Oscar Lima Alpha. The name is Mike. Good morning.
Hey, Mike, W2SCT Mobile.
Good morning, Peter. And what gets you up so early in your vacation time mode?
Yeah, Mike, and I'll turn it right over to the other station there that's at the other end. Good morning to you also. An early morning flight at 9:12 a.m. at LaGuardia. That's why I'm even on the road. And after meeting another obnoxious Vassar County cop, they had the road closed coming out of Bayville. There was some kind of a fire, so I asked them, can they guide me through? You know, it's so much easier to close a road down, isn't it? I told them I have a flight coming up here at LaGuardia, and I said, can you guide me through? I mean, you know, why do you have to close the road down? You know, it's a four-lane road, you know, Bayville Road. So anyhow, the obnoxious style of our beautiful Nassau County cops at $125,000 a pop couldn't help me. So anyhow, so good thing I know my way around, because he didn't even offer me any directions, but I knew my way around, so he just said go around. So here I am, rolling along, Mike. So over to the other station, W2SCT Mobile, heading for a flight for at LaGuardia at 9:12.
Morning, everyone, and I actually have to go. 73, 82 AMA.
I don't know, I'm on the Eastern input. I guess the station signed.
Right, Peter.
Very good. At least moving towards LaGuardia now. You should have no problem in making it. Where are we flying to?
Yeah, flying down to Asheville, North Carolina. We have a, and whoever the station was, 73, and have a good day. I don't know who that was on the Eastern input, but I didn't even hear a call, so hopefully it was legitimate. Yeah, heading down to Asheville, North Carolina. Delta has started a nonstop service once a day down to Asheville from LaGuardia nonstop, which is nice. I'm trying it out for the first time, and so I'll be there in a couple hours, 9:12. We're supposed to get in at about 11:10, so it's just under 2 hours down there on the flight. And but it's, you know, it makes you wake up early in the morning, earlier anyhow. And I don't like early morning flights. I always fly in the evening or the afternoon, you know, getting up crack of dawn, and I do that all the time, and I'd rather not do it. Yeah, it's nice to be, hopefully you're holding the world up here, Mike, and being our so-called economy going in some direction. So, yeah, I really don't like that when they close the roads down and they just, I mean, I'm local, so I know, but they offer you no assistance, and it's just easy to close the road down. Who the heck knows? I didn't even hear the fire siren this morning, Locust Valley, supposedly, but I didn't hear anything. And what the heck was going on at 6:30 in the morning, who knows. Back to you, Mike.
KC2 OLA, and 7-3 to that station. I was in there. I'm sorry I didn't catch the call. Yeah, I didn't have the scanner on this morning, so I don't know what was going on up in Locust Valley. I should have put it on this morning. Usually I put it on before I leave and just listen to see if anything is going on any of the parkways or anything. But did not do it this morning. Well, that's good. You're keeping the economy going. Everybody's got to do their part. Spend just a little and keep everybody moving. That's what it's all about. But when do you go? This isn't a big trip. I know that you go to the Far East. Or did you already go and you're already back? KC2 OLA.
Mike, I have not gone. I'm going next month. Big trip is next month, August 10th. This is just a trip down to see Mom for a week. I'll be back next Monday on the 3rd of August. And then I'm back for another week. And then on the 10th, I go to San Francisco first for 2 days. And then fly to Tokyo to Singapore, spend 2 days in Singapore. And then over to Thailand for 2 weeks. And then back to Singapore one night, and then San Francisco one night, and then I'm all set. So, yeah, it should be a nice trip. That's a big trip next month. But just hanging loose this summer so far. I haven't just been going to the beach down by Walls Wharf, enjoying the beach, and having fun up there. I haven't even been to the ocean yet, because it's been a weird summer, Mike. You know, it's been, because June was a washout, even when I first got out of school on the 26th, that last week of June, you know, the last few days of June was just a total washout. And then it finally got better by the 1st of July, like the sun actually came out. But I'm noticing and talking to my neighbors, all our vegetables are definitely down. My tomato plant.